Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, if there's anything that living through this pandemic has taught us, it's that we need God and His Word, the Bible, more than ever. And because of this, Pastor Rick has decided to bring us the third installment of his powerful series called A Faith That Works When Life Doesn't, taken from the book of James. Stay with us as we continue with our series. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how to get a hardcover copy of Pastor Rick's wonderful book, The Purpose of Christmas, just in time for the season. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called A Faith That Reduces Quarreling.
James 4, 8 and 9. Wash your hands of your sins and purify your hearts of your double-minded living. Be sad and sorry and grieve over your actions. Stop laughing at your sin and get serious about it. Now, what's he saying here? He's saying, clean up your act. Be sorry for your self-centeredness. He said, that's where conflict comes from. So don't minimize what happens. Take it seriously. He says, wash your hands. That represents our conduct. He says, cleanse your heart. That represents your attitude. He said, you got to first realize how serious this is and how destructive quarreling is in your family and in your business and everywhere else. And he said, then you got to decide, I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm going to ask forgiveness and ask for power. Here's step three. Now we come to the third step in reducing quarreling, whether in your family or your neighborhood or your work. Stop expecting other people, write this down, stop expecting other people to fulfill needs in my life that only God can fulfill. That's one of the big causes of conflict, of quarreling. Stop expecting other people to fulfill needs in my life that only God can fulfill. One of the great causes of conflict and quarrels, particularly in marriage, is when we expect our spouse to meet needs in our lives that only God can meet. Now, that's not only unfair to them, it sets you both up for massive frustration. They're not God. They cannot possibly meet all your needs. Now, I know when you got married, you thought, all my needs are going to be met by my spouse. They couldn't possibly live up to that. They're human beings. They're as broken as you are. And so in this next verse, James says that a lot of our conflicts and our arguments and our quarrels happen because we look to the wrong source to meet our needs, and we ask for the wrong reasons. That's what he says. James 4, 2 and 3, you don't have because you don't ask God for it. You're expecting other people to meet your needs instead of God. You're not praying about it. You're fighting over it. You don't have because you don't ask for it. And if you ask, you don't receive it because you ask with the wrong motivation. Again, God says, the reason you have a lot of conflict in your life is you're expecting other people to meet needs that only I can meet. You're asking the wrong person. Your spouse, no matter how great they are, cannot possibly fill up your need for self-esteem. Your spouse cannot possibly fill up your need for every other emotional need you've got, because they're human too. But we look to the wrong source. We expect a person to meet all our needs instead of God. And if we do ask God for help, we often pray with the wrong motivation. That leaves us frustrated. So he says, you know what? Stop quarreling and start praying. Now, prayer is not a vending machine. God is not my genie. God does not exist to serve me, like your wish is my command. He said, God, make me a millionaire. He's not going to make you a millionaire. That's not his goal in life. His goal is not comfort, but character in your life. Comfort's in the next life. And he says, we don't exist. God doesn't exist for us. We exist to serve him. Now, when I look to other things in the world, when I look to other sources to meet my deepest need, whether it's in a bottle or a drug or a TV or sport or another person or a hobby, when I look to somebody else or something else to meet my deepest needs, God says it's a form of spiritual adultery. He goes, why are you going to them? I'm the one who created you. I'm the one who loves you. I want you to notice this next verse, James 4, 6, 4 to 6. He says this, you know, you cheat on God when you have an affair with what the world values. What does the world value? Sex, salary, status, position, passion, possession. Okay. He says, when you cheat on God, when you have a love affair with what the world values, if my values is the same as everybody who's not a Christian, I'm having a spiritual affair. I'm being a spiritual adulterer. He said to love the world, what the world loves is to hate God and to be the enemy of God. This is what the scripture means when it says that God's spirit who lives in us is intensely jealous. Did you know that the Holy Spirit is jealous for your love? He wants your faithful love. He wants your unconditional love. He wants your focused love. He doesn't want you sharing your love with everybody else. I'm talking about the value system of this world. He says he wants our faithful love. That's why he gives us so much grace. Now, here's the fourth step in reducing quarrels. Okay, number four. This is a big one. Next verse, James says this, choose humility over prideful anger. Choose humility over prideful anger. And he's saying this because all along he said that pride is behind all of the conflict. Pride is behind quarreling. Pride always shows up. You know, when Kay and I got married, the very first Bible verse that we memorized together as a couple was Proverbs 13:10. We actually had to memorize it on our honeymoon. Why? Because we were already having some quarrels on our honeymoon. Proverbs 13:10 says this, real simple. Pride only leads to quarrels. Oh my goodness. Have you found that to be true in your life? Wherever there are quarrels, you can be sure there's pride. It may be hurt ego. I didn't feel like you treated me like I ought to be treated. It may be wounded pride, but it's there. You didn't feel like you were treated correctly. Now, question, have you ever been prideful and so prideful that you could not compromise on something even though you should? Yeah. Have you ever been in an argument with your spouse where you knew you were wrong, but you just couldn't admit it? Yes. Everybody raise your hand. Okay. That's why James makes a big deal and a big emphasis on humility as an antidote, one of the seven antidotes to quarreling. And here's what he says, James 4, 6 and 7. As the scripture says, God opposes the prideful, but he gives his grace to the humble. So give yourself completely to God. Now, notice, if you're taking notes, circle that word opposes. God declares war on pride. God declares war on ego, on arrogance, on selfishness. Anytime pride rears its head in my life, I'm on the opposite side of God. I'm going to lose that battle because my arms are too short to box with God. God opposes them. God doesn't just say, oh, that's a little petty sin. It says God openly opposes people who are prideful. So if you want God's help in reducing conflict or anything else in your life, it starts with humility. God declares war on ego. Now, I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but God has a unique way of engineering circumstances to deflate our ego. He got plenty of them. He got plenty of ways to deflate our ego. The truth is, to be in opposition to God is a dangerous place to be. You're on a collision course with the creator of the universe, and you're going to lose. So suck it up and humble yourself. God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Now, if pride causes quarrels, then that means the opposite is true too. The cure for quarrels is humility. Every time I'm humble, I get along better with my wife, my kids, my friends, my employees, the members of my church, my neighbors. The Bible says God gives grace to the humble. What's grace? Grace is the power to change. If you want to stop the fighting in your home, then you need grace. And there's only one way to get grace. Be humble. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Then notice, he says, God gives grace to the humble, And he says, so give yourselves completely to God. He says, let God be God in your life. Give yourself to him completely, like every part. You know, you got a house, give him the bathroom, give him the bedroom, give him the kitchen, give him the living room, give him the backyard, give him the garage, give him the secret compartment in your case, in the closet. Yield yourself completely to God. This is the starting point. You quit trying to run your own life without God. Remember in verse 1, it said, the battle that's within you, that's the civil war that's going on. The real conflict that's inside you is this. Who's in charge? Who's in charge of you? You or God? Now, God gives us, in the same passage in James, he gives us a great promise that when we humble ourselves. In verse 10, the end of this passage, James 4:10, James says this, if you humble yourself before the Lord, he will lift you up. He'll lift you up. The more I go down, the more he raises me up. What does it mean to be lifted up? It means this. The more you humble yourself, the more God will honor you. The more you humble yourself, the more God will bless you. The more you humble yourself, the more God will exalt you. That word literally is the word he's talking about. Lift you up. It's exalt. We talk about exalting Christ. I exalt you, Christ. God says, I will exalt you if you humble yourself. And humility is the antidote to the pride that causes all of those quarrels. Now we come to the fifth step. And this fifth step is to recognize in every quarrel that there is an unseen spiritual war going on behind the scenes. You may think you're arguing about who took out the garbage or didn't. You may think you're arguing about leaving clothes on the floor or something else, something petty or trivial. But behind the scenes, at the surface level, there's a quarrel over something that may be pretty minor. But at a deeper level, Satan is trying to wreak havoc, create havoc, create chaos, create distractions, create destruction in your relationships, in your friendships, in your marriage, in your parenting, in your home, with your brother, with your sister, with your neighbors, with your friends at work or coworkers, with people who live by you. Satan is behind the scenes taking every little opportunity to mess you up with conflict. And that's why the fifth step that James gives us in reducing quarrels is this. Recognize the source behind all conflict. You need to recognize the source behind all conflict. We wage not against flesh and blood. We're not fighting a battle that's fair. Satan is not seen, but he is real. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27, it says this. Anger gives a mighty foothold to the devil. Hello. Anger gives a mighty foothold, gives them a beachhead, gives them a place to stand. Anger gives the devil a pinion or something to hold on to in your life. Anger gives a mighty foothold to the devil. Anytime you get angry in a quarrel, anytime you use hurtful words, you are opening the door for Satan to get a foothold in your emotions and in your relationships, in both. You're giving him a foothold in your emotions and your relationships. Now, it is Satan who wants to damage all your relationships. It is Satan who wants to destroy all your relationships. And he is always ready. Believe me, he's always ready with an arsenal of hurtful words for you to use. And he's ready to support them and plant them in your mind the moment you get into a quarrel. He is always ready with an arsenal of what I call WMDs, words of mass destruction, that he wants you to use. And that's why the next thing that James says to do to reduce quarrels is in verse 7. And here's what he says here. He said, if you want to reduce these quarrels in your life, number 7, resist the devil and he'll flee from you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Thanks for joining us for today's lesson. If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Rick will be right back to close out our time today, but first, so many of us stress out around this time of year, losing sight of the real meaning of the season. That's why we'd like to let you know about Pastor Rick's book called The Purpose of Christmas. In it, Rick shows you how Christmas is designed to meet your three deepest needs and how receiving God's three Christmas gifts to you this year will transform your life forever. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Have you noticed that people are more open to talking about Jesus at Christmas than at any other time of the year? Regardless of their religious background or their problems or their circumstances, everybody needs to know that Jesus loves them, that Christmas means that God has a plan for their life, and that God is with us. So this Christmas season, I want to encourage you to share the story of Christmas with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Now, one of the ways you can do this is through a little book I wrote called The Purpose of Christmas. It explains the true meaning of Christmas and the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. And when you give somebody a copy of The Purpose of Christmas, it's going to start a conversation with them about Jesus and about the purpose of his love and the purpose for their lives. You can invite them to a Christmas Eve service at your church. This month, I'd like to send you a copy of this book, The Purpose of Christmas. You can read it. You can pass it on to a friend who needs to know the true meaning. Just partner with us at Daily Hope and let us partner with you in reaching your friends and family for Christ. By the way, write to me, rick@pastorrick.com, and let me know who you're praying for, who you want to come to Christ this Christmas, who you're inviting to church. I'd love to pray with you about that. God bless you.
Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.